AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. President Biden has lauded the sacrifice of generations of U.S. troops who died fighting for their country as he marked Memorial Day with a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
Present! Present! Arms!
Biden has taken pride that his administration has overseen a time of relative peace for the U.S. military after two decades of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Russia's Interior Ministry has issued an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. In an edited video, Graham says, quote, "the Russians are dying," and describes the U.S. military assistance to the country as, quote, "the best money we've ever spent." While Graham appeared to make the remarks in different parts of the conversation, the short video published by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia. Investigators say there are no confirmed fatalities and no known people still trapped the morning after a six-story apartment building in the eastern Iowa city of Davenport partially collapsed. Davenport Fire Chief Michael Carlston says the workers searched for survivors throughout the night and rescued one person from the six-story building, bringing the total number of people rescued by fire officials to eight. He says they're trying to determine what caused the collapse.
There's been normal rental complaints, but there has been some complaints to the structure. We issued notice and orders to have those repaired. The building owner hired their own engineering firm to direct them, and the repairs needed to be made.
Authorities say three men killed in a weekend shootout at a New Mexico motorcycle rally were members of rival outlaw biker gangs, and the violence stemmed from a previous altercation between them in Albuquerque. This is AP News. As a new storm season looms, struggles continue for thousands in Florida, 8 months after Hurricane Ian devastated part of the state.
The sound of the ocean in Fort Myers Beach, where hurricane season starts June 1st. Last September, Ian, a Cat 5, swept away Michael Salora's camper. Since then, he's been living in his car, an old Infiniti sedan.
This is my house for me and my dog, and that's it.
Hundreds remain homeless. Construction is ongoing. Debbie Sams with Beach Baptist Church says the need is overwhelming.
Everyone's in need, even when they think they're not in need.
Many struggle to get insurance payouts, federal and state assistance, building permits, and simply finding a place to shower. I'm Julie Walker.
Jerusalem's redesigned Tower of David Museum has opened after a 3-year renovation. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.